right into our first one. And this has to do with something that actually happened yesterday in downtown Minneapolis, where someone actually put a Viking curse on a student loan company called ECMC. So I'm happy to welcome in Alan Collins. He is the founder of Student Loan Just. Actually, Alan, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, Alan Collins.
Alan Collins, gotcha. All right, I'll just continue there. So happy to welcome in Alan Collins. He is the founder of Student Loan Justice and currently runs the organization. And he was in Minnesota yesterday putting that Viking curse on ECMC. So, Alan, thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Well, thank you.
So talk about what exactly you did yesterday, putting a Viking curse on this student loan company that, as we were talking about off-air, is actually a nonprofit, if I hear this right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we've been looking at the student loan problem for many, many years. And particularly on the collection side, on defaulted loans, it's a very vicious industry. There are collection companies that house shark tanks in their corporate headquarters, for example. But, you know, ECMC, pound for pound, rises heads and shoulders above even those. It is literally the most ruthless student loan collection company in the nation.
And it's headquartered in Minnesota, correct? Right in downtown.
It is headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's right. And, you know, if you listen to other radio stations, public radio, et cetera, you would think that they are a, you know, benign, beneficent organization. But, in fact, exactly the opposite is true. This company preys upon defaulted student loan borrowers, whose loans often double, triple, or quadruple with penalties and fees. And in the absence of bankruptcy protections and statutes of limitations, they really have these people over a barrel. And so that doesn't make ECMC unique. There are other guarantors, collection companies in the country who do this. But ECMC is the one company in the nation that specializes in defeating student loan borrowers in bankruptcy court. So technically, it's easy to technically you can file bankruptcy on student loans, but it is very uneasy, not easy at all, to make that happen. In a recent year, 149,000 people filed bankruptcy with student loans. Less than 20 got even a partial discharge, and we have ECMC to thank for that. They make their living defeating these borrowers in court, and they will spare no expense. By the way, one of our members, for example, had initially $5,000 in loans. He's a school teacher. And after his case had been defeated after quite a few years of trying, he estimates that ECMC probably spent $250,000 just to defeat this $5,000 bankruptcy claim. So they will stop at nothing to sort of kick these people there down. And the rest of the industry has them to thank for a great amount of wealth that they've been taking from the public.
I'm trying to figure out. So they spent, as you said, over $250,000 just beating this $5,000 loan that this person you were talking about had. How is this economically feasible for them to continue doing this? Do they, in the long run, actually end up profiting by defeating these in court?
Well, the way the industry looks at this is that because there are so few people that even bother to try and get their loans discharged in bankruptcy every year, because it is so difficult to do, unlike every other type of loan, it's well worth their while to throw as much money as is needed into these cases, so that no precedents are set, and that, you know, the status quo continues on, and this lending system remains as viciously powerful over the borrowers as it has in the past couple of decades.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Yeah, they just want to completely defeat precedent so we can continue basically having it be impossible to go bank or use bankruptcy protections for
some. That's right. You know, the founding fathers called for bankruptcy laws, uniform bankruptcy laws, ahead of the power to declare war in the Constitution. So the founders felt that bankruptcy rights were very, very important, and this student loan violation, unique violation of that, really proves their wisdom in spades. But, you know, it goes even deeper with ECMC. You know, they've gotten into the business of acquiring and running for-profit colleges who have been proven to be lying to their students. And there's a lot of news around that issue currently. Well, ECMC takes terrible for-profit colleges buys them for pennies on the dollar, and then uses their lawyers to defend them, prop them up, and keep them in business. And this is just one of the more harmful aspects of the student loan scam, as I like to call it. And ECMC is leading the way there. And the fact that they are a nonprofit is just, they are the poster child of all that is wrong in the nonprofit industry in this country today.
Tell you what, Alan, we are definitely going to have to speak more about this at another time, because I want to get into much more detail about this idea that they're actually a nonprofit as well, because that strikes me as being absolutely insane. But before we do want to run out of time, I do want to touch on this action you took yesterday where you actually put, is it called a NID staying curse on ECMC by basically kind of putting like a horse on a pole type thing? Or you could probably explain it better exactly what you did yesterday in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's right. You know, during the financial crisis in Iceland, I think they got it right. They fired the bankers and threw some of them in prison, and their economy is better than ever today. Well, one thing around that was that the locals would plant cloven sheep's heads as curses in front of the bankers' homes, etc. And so I just felt, being in Minneapolis, etc., I thought it was just very appropriate that we do something similar with ECMC. Lord knows they absolutely deserved it.
So have you gotten any response from ECMC? Have people kind of been walking by and they see this horse on a pole and are kind of wondering, well, what the heck is this? What sorts of responses have you gotten so far?
Well, surprisingly, most of the people that I talked to, particularly those with student loans, they understand the predatory weight of this lending system. And so I think there's generally some understanding that this was a pretty well justified action. I might also add, you know, we were looking through ECMC's 990 filings, their tax filings, over the weekend, and we found that this company had stashed $328 million in an overseas investment. We don't know exactly what country it was, but it was Central America / the Caribbean. So this
sounds
looks
like the
very
Panama
much
papers again. Yes,
this is exactly what this looks like. I could go on for a while about ECMC, but suffice it to say, they definitely earned this action.
I'll tell you what, Alan, unfortunately, we are going to be running short on this segment, but I definitely want to revisit this with you on another program, because I think there's a lot to delve into in terms of how predatory the student loan lending business is. I've, of course, been a part of this, and a lot of the colleagues I work with here at AM950 are millennials. They've certainly fallen prey to this as well, so I think it's an important topic. But where can people go find, well, obviously, they can probably Google the ECMC headquarters, but where exactly do you have the curse currently placed? So if folks want to go see it.
Yeah, it is just across the street from 111 Washington Square, the building there on the corner. If you just look across the street, you'll see fastened to a pole, unless it's been taken down by now, which I suspect it may have. That is where the object is, and I invite everyone to stop by our website or find us on Facebook, and they can see photos and videos and all that good stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Student Loan Justice over on Facebook. And as you said, other social media accounts. Yeah. You can find some of the videos and pictures of the actions that took place. Hey, Alan, thanks so much for joining us on the program today.
Well, thank you, Brett. I enjoyed it.
All right. Hey, Alan. Yeah. I'll stay in touch with you here, because I do want to do a much more in-depth interview kind of on this as well. Cause it sounds like, yeah, you're certainly an expert diving into, you know, these financial records. I think it'd be good to do a little more of a long form type interview.
I would absolutely love to. You know, this issue is really rising.